This is my first podcast. My name is Mathia, and I wrote the story Friends with Benefits. As he let his legs break their rigidity, he flowed to his knees like water. John put his hands on Rodney's hips to steady himself, eliciting a hitch in the already panting breath of the scientist. His position naturally brought him in line of sight of Rodney's crotch. Naturally. Nothing about this came natural to John. He was on his knees, in front of McKay, about to... You do this? Rodney sounded incredulous and out of breath, and when John forced himself to look up with a studied smirk on his face, he suddenly felt short of breath himself. McKay looked down on him, his mouth slightly open, his eyes huge with only a slight frown marring his forehead. John, I... Rodney's use of his given name cut him loose, and he snapped his attention back to the task at hand. He ran his fingers along the cloth covering the zipper. A thump from above could signify Rodney's head falling back against the wall, but he was busy. Pressing down his fingers yielded a suppressed groan from above, and for himself the new sensation of feeling a cock, which was not his own, shifting through layers of cloth. He couldn't stop himself from gulping audibly, his mouth suddenly watering. McKay probably didn't hear, though, since his chest was fairly heaving. One of his fingers had found the gap between cloth and zipper itself, and his fingertips felt hyper-aware of the sharpish zipper's teeth. The tongue of it at the top stopped John cold. This is it, the undiscovered country. For a hilarious moment he thought about opening the zipper with his teeth. But that had only worked for himself that one time, and she had been a semi-pro, the dorm mattress, they had called her. Instead, he slowly slid the zipper down with his hand, every of its teeth giving with the raw, unrelenting finality of something tearing. It took a conscious effort to relax his grip on Rodney's hip and take both hands to open the belt buckle, its soft metal sound going straight to John's dick. A slightly surprised "huh" made it past his lips before he could censure it. His dick was pressing uncomfortably against the seam of his BDUs. He shifted on his knees and grabbed himself through his pants to find a less constricting position. Pleasure fissured through him, and when he heard McKay's low-key babbling crank up a notch, he honestly didn't know why until, when he started looking upward, he saw that his other hand had flipped open the clasp of Rodney's BDUs and slipped inside them. What the fuck? He froze mid-stroke and was ambushed by feeling, cotton under his fingertips, warmth, heat even underneath that. There wasn't enough cloth between him and another man's dick, but there was too much separating him from Rodney. John reached up for the waistband of both BDUs and boxers and pulled them down, nearly smacking himself upside the head when Rodney's cock sprang from the confines of his boxers. It was hard and smooth and flushed a deep red color, a tiny glistening of precum inevitably drawing John's eye. And when he had imagined being up close and personal with another guy's dick, not that he ever had, no sir, not ever, but when he had, it hadn't been like this. It had been what seeing a photo of the night sky was to actually fly under one. He fucking loved it. Somehow John found himself falling forward, pulled in by the side and lured along by a deep musky, hot smell that made the fit of his pants go even tighter. As his nose buried into the crease of Rodney's groin, he inhaled deeply and eloquently thought, "Rodney, Rodney, Rodney." He surfaced to hands scrabbling over his head and shoulders, alternately squeezing and petting, fingers carding through his hair, and he let his head fall back with emotion. His eyes met Rodney's curiously open, nearly vulnerable gaze, and he knew that his own usual happy-go-lucky nothing-can-touch-me smirk was nowhere in evidence, and that Rodney could see everything right down the core of one John Shepherd. "God," Rodney sputtered, and he found his smirk again, lifted an eyebrow, and just because he could, but no one ever thought he would, he leaned forward again, keeping eye contact, and by turning his head sideways a bit, closed his lips around the bottom of Rodney's shaft and sucked. With a hoarse groan, nearly loud enough to qualify as a scream, Rodney's hands clenched painfully in John's hair, only to unclench at once and start petting apologetically, all the while mumbling a litany of, Oh my God, I had no idea. Yes, keep doing that. No, that. John. And John was pretty much right there with him, his first taste of Rodney filling his mouth, and how could he ever not have done this? His fingers carted upward on Rodney's belly, enjoying the springy softness, briefly dipping into his belly button, and then he spread out his hand so he could reach Rodney's nipples under the t-shirt. Rodney's head fell back against the wall again, and he arched into John's touch, clearly enjoying this a lot. John toyed with Rodney's nipples, rubbing his finger pads over them, feeling them pucker up and tighten, making it even easier to make Rodney utterly incoherent, going by the noises drifting down. Yay for multitasking, John thought, and busied himself, sliding his lips upward. For a brief moment, a worst-case scenario flashed through his thoughts. The taste would revolt him. Rodney would laugh in his face once he figured out that John was clueless and pretty much flying by the seat of his pants. But the thought was gone as fast as a stop sign while doing 120 on the highway. And if John had thought he liked it before, as soon as his tongue touched the head of Rodney's cock, the taste exploded on his tongue, filling his mouth with a salty tang that he found irresistible. So he didn't. He opened his mouth wider, letting his tongue out to play, and went to town, sliding Rodney's cock easily past his lips into his mouth. Rodney's hips were giving involuntary spasms, so John had to stop playing with Rodney's nipples, unless he wanted to abruptly deepen his sexual repertoire even further by deep-throating, pun very much intended. Settling his hands on Rodney's hips felt unexpectedly good. He had always wondered why some women enjoyed giving head so much, but the power this position gave was an utter head trip. He began moving his head up and down Rodney's cock, almost withdrawing to the point of losing contact, and then sliding down again. After he got a good rhythm going, he experimented, sliding down harder and further, tightening his lips around Rodney's shaft. It all felt utterly incredible, and why not share the glory? Once he was sure one hand on Rodney's hip would be enough to steady him, he slipped his free hand to his waistband, flipped open belt and clasped deftly, and slipped his fist around his own dick, establishing a nice rhythm in counterpoint to Rodney's own. Rodney's moans had degenerated into helpless mewling sounds, and John felt like the hottest stud around ever. He had brought Rodney to this. He was going to make him come like there was no tomorrow. John felt that Rodney was so very close, but looking up, he could only see Rodney's heaving chest. No way. Rodney? John wasn't surprised at all that his own voice sounded far away and hoarse to his ears. Huh? Rodney didn't sound much better from above. Rodney? Rodney's eyes looked glazed and unfocused, and incredibly blue. His lips were red where he had bitten them. I want you to look at me when I blow you, John said, and dove right back, going down all the way, tilting his head back, as to never break eye contact with Rodney, who shouted, Christ! And came down John's throat. John's dick jumped in his hand, and then he was coming in hot spurts right there inside his boxes, like a horny teenager, for the first time since he had seen Mary Jane Johansson blow the coach behind the tool shed. Rodney's taste was flooding his mouth, and he worked his throat muscles, the abundance of salty, bitter taste, somewhat of a surprise, but not unpleasant. He swiped his tongue around to catch every stray bit, which was apparently the straw that broke Rodney's back. John felt Rodney's knees give, and reluctantly releasing his cock from his mouth, he let McKay slide bonelessly down the wall to land in a heap on and off John's lap. John caught him easily and never wanted to let an opportunity go by or think too much about it. He grabbed Rodney's face between his hands and planted his lips solidly on Rodney's. He found another taste entirely, less pungent but no less yummy and again utterly Rodney. For a moment everything seemed to hold its breath. This went way beyond the specified boundaries of an uncomplicated fuck-buddy relationship. This was a statement. But then Rodney seemed galvanized into action, grabbed John's head, and got right with the program. His tongue was like the man himself, relentless, intense, and taking no prisoners. John felt his dick reawaken and couldn't help but smile into the kiss, feeling Rodney smile back. Yeah. This was Friends with Benefits. I am Mathia. Obviously, I'm not a native speaker. I thank my partner in crime, the usual suspect, Magus Minor, who is my Yoda. Hope you enjoyed.